Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Jaden O'Brien. She was a track and field athlete for the University of Notre Dame. She was a three-time national champion in the pentathlon. She's a 10-time All-American. She's a member of Team USA, and she'll go down as one of the most prolific athletes in the history of the University of Notre Dame. Here to tell her story is the All-American herself, Jaden O'Brien. Jaden, welcome to Blessed to Play.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on with you.
Well, your story is really incredible. I would deem you as a miracle athlete, and we're going to tap into that. But before I even do that, your love for running, your love for track and field, how did that come about in your life?
Yeah, so growing up, I was a multi-sport athlete. I played soccer, basketball, I ran track, cross country. But I really didn't fall in love with track until I hit the end of my high school career. I began doing track because of my mom. So my mom was a Division I runner as well. She ran the 400 hurdles at Bowling Green State University. And once I hit high school, I was burnt out of soccer. So I decided that soccer was not the route I wanted to take. And she was like, you know, you should really give track a shot. And so my freshman year of high school is when I decided to take track more seriously. And from there, things just kind of blossomed into a special high school career. And then I was recruited by various colleges, including the University of Notre Dame. And yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah, you had the athletic genes for sure. You mentioned your mom was an elite athlete at Bowling Green State University, and your dad played football there. He also played a little bit at the professional level as well. So just talk about the household, being around sports, and that competitive environment seemed to rub off on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So I'm one of seven. I have five brothers and one sister. And, I mean, I guess when both your parents are Division I athletes, you're kind of raised in a household where, like, I guess athletic excellence is almost like just an automatic. Like, you have these role models in your life who were successful back in their day, which it just creates a ton of awesome motivation. And so all my siblings are very, very athletic. My brother played football down at Ave Maria University. My sister ran track there. And then my next brother plays football at Hillsdale College in Michigan. And then the rest of the boys are in high school, so they're too young to play college. But it's so much fun. Growing up in a family where everyone was athletic, everyone was super competitive. I mean, I'm sure you can only imagine what it's like being in a household with five boys who all love sports and you're one of two girls, you learn how to handle yourself pretty quick.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Oh yeah, we've just had so much fun. And like I said, we're very, very competitive, but that competitiveness is matched with utmost love and support. And last week at the national championship, all of my siblings were there, and it was just so, so special because they care, and they're your biggest supporter and biggest cheerleader, which I love. I love that part of my family.
Yeah, Jaden's talking about the NCAA National Outdoor Championships in Oregon. She just, it was her last meet competing for the Irish. She set a new PR, went out with a bang, and now she's transitioning to be a professional athlete. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer chatting with Jaden O'Brien. She's a three-time national champion in the pentathlon, competed for the Irish, and just ended her career there, as I mentioned, and now is going on a new chapter of her life. Jaden, I want to talk about how this, the adversity entered your life at a very young age, I believe at age five, but you had a strep infection, and this led to a neuropsychiatric disorder called PANDAS. But this, you know, your mother didn't, and father did not know what the condition was initially, and it was marked by some challenges for you mentally during this time at only age five, and then you didn't find out about it till later on. Just talk about PANDAS and the initial time that you noticed it or your parents noticed it and how that ended for you.
Yeah, so PANDAS was a disease, and it's often a disease I developed caused by strep. And so when I was a baby, I caught strep at some point. We don't really know when, but I was a baby. And because I didn't show any symptoms or didn't complain about it, we didn't know. So it stayed in my system as I grew up. And as that happened, the strep spread and infected various parts of my body, taking control of them. And so the first time I noticed the effects of PANDAS was, around 5 years old. And I remember this day very vividly. I was running down this hill that we have in the back of our yard. It was a sunny day, and it was a beautiful summer day. And I was running down the hill, and I got halfway down the hill, and I suddenly, stopped because I had this very dark, aggressive, disturbing thought that came into my brain that a five-year-old should not be thinking about. And I was like, I paused, immediately stopped, and I was like, oh my gosh, what was that? And being a little kid, you tend to tell your parents everything. And so I ran upstairs and told my mom, and she was very, very disturbed with what I had to say. And so I think that was the first time I realized wait, something's going on. I can get into more details later, but as I grew up, the thoughts and the obsession over certain things and the lack of ability I had to make conscious decisions for myself, it just grew. It got worse and worse as I got up until it hit its pinnacle in fifth grade. And essentially I was, my mom thought I was possessed, I was this, used to be this bright, happy, bubbly girl who turned into someone who wouldn't smile, couldn't talk to people, couldn't look you in the eye, couldn't touch things. I couldn't touch doorknobs. I couldn't touch faucets. I couldn't touch anything because I thought that if I did, someone in my family was going to die or something bad was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I couldn't change myself. I couldn't brush my own hair. I couldn't do homework. I couldn't do school. So I'm sure you can imagine the toll that took on me and my family being this younger kid who essentially lost the ability to live on my own. So it was a very scary time.
So you go to a holistic doctor and somehow this clears up. How old were you at the time? And let's talk about the new Jaden after this was cleared up in your system.
So I would say fifth grade. So I don't know, 12, maybe 11. I'd say 11. We went to this doctor, and prior to that, we had been talking to, just regular doctors and psychologists, and nothing was working. Nobody knew what was going on. It was just very, very weird. And so we ended up going to this holistic doctor who, and now I'm not going to explain exactly what they did correctly. I don't know what the name of it is called, but essentially, she took this test where I held on to this little rod and she tapped my finger with this, some kind of magnetic something. just hopefully you're following.
Yeah. Get
and essentially what that did is it sent signals to my brain, which my brain responded to with information on what was happening in my body. And so she was able to read out that I was loaded with strep. And so once we figured out that I was just completely just had so much strep in me, we were able to target the medicine to strep specifically. I was eventually put on antibiotics as well, which helped clear me out. Mm-hmm. But it took, a couple months after getting on antibiotics and the holistic medicine to start noticing change. But once I did, it was crazy. I remember going to washing my hands and not washing my hands for 5 minutes straight and rubbing them raw and being able to turn it off after 20 seconds. Or I remember walking into the kitchen and not thinking that, oh, if I stepped on this line in the kitchen, mama's going to die. I remember being able to control my thoughts. And so eventually it became easier and easier to do. the scars from my experience with pandas have stayed. I mean, over time, like, I guess they get maybe a little less severe, but, you know, something like that, you never really forget, and you remember how it made you feel. And so, I mean, I credit a lot of how we got to the holistic doctor to St. Therese. I mean, there were a lot of little miracles that happened during my time with pandas, that just, you know, was direct godsend. Like the people that were put in our lives. I mean, little miracles as in, you know, my grandpa going to mass and then looking and like standing in front of a St. Therese window and feeling this intense calm and peace that Jaden was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like things like that happened throughout my journey with pandas that I knew that God was watching out for me.
Let's to play Ron Meyer. We're joined today by Jaden O'Brien, a 3-time national champion in the pentathlon for the University of Notre Dame, a 10-time All-American. And Jaden, I'm thinking that what you went through as a young girl, all this adversity was going to prepare you how you're going to deal with adversity as an athlete. Why don't you talk just briefly about, you know, just having those memories, right? And now you're dealing with different type of adversity, you know, physical adversity competing, also the adversity that you had to perform. Talk about how that prepared you for being an athlete at the collegiate level.
Yeah, that's a great topic to discuss. And honestly, I love doing it because I feel like a lot of people can relate in some way to my story. And so I think pandas, while it was a very, very, very difficult time, and like I said, very scarring, it definitely heightened my drive to succeed. So in a sense, my mind reacted to, if I can make it through this, meaning pandas, there's nothing I can't get through. You know, like it, my drive to succeed, my determination, my grit, all heightened because of that experience. And so going into college, especially being like an athlete where, I mean, you're competing against the best of the best, right? At a very high level with a lot of eyes on you. Mm-hmm. You learn how to handle it, one, to start. But having this innate just grit and no other option but to succeed type of mindset helped me tremendously. I mean, I've had numerous injuries while at Notre Dame. You name it, I've probably had it. I mean, for instance, my freshman year, I tore my quad after being in quarantine for a month due to COVID. I didn't have COVID, but I was just constantly like put into close contact. Oh, you got to go into quarantine. So I was constantly quarantined and that severely limited my training. But after I was able to get out of quarantine for the last time, my first meet back was the ACC championship. It was a conference championship and I was warming up, getting ready to go to do the pentathlon, which is the 5 events that I do during the indoor season. And I tore my quad. I was practicing coming out of the blocks to run over a hurdle. And I just felt a snap in my right leg. And so I had to compete on all 5 events with a torn quad and later compete at the national meet as a freshman with a torn quad. My sophomore year, had to compete at nationals with food poisoning. My junior year, had to compete on it with a stress fracture at the national meet as well, and then went on to represent Team USA in Costa Rica and Germany with a torn ligament in my elbow and a stress fracture in my shin. And then my senior year, another stress fracture, a severely strained hamstring, a sprained hand. While I had all of that, while I had to compete at the conference championship, the national championship where I won for the second time last year. So things like that, you know, like I've been in a lot of situations where the easiest thing to do would to be give up or gosh, like there's no way I'm ever going to make it through. But because of what I've went through with pandas, that thought really doesn't cross my mind ever. It's like, okay, how do I use this setback to push me forward? How do I still find a way to make it happen despite the odds? And so, yeah, I really think pandas helped me develop that no quit all grit mentality.
Yeah, that is great. And it talks about the power of adversity and how adversity can make you better, depending on your disposition to it. And you became stronger, obviously, for it. And also now you know how to handle all these situations mentally, which gives you an edge over all these people you're competing against. I feel sorry for them because you've been through so much adversity. You have a notch up on them just by what you went through in life. So it's truly amazing. That's why I call you a miracle athlete. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to pick it up with Jaden O'Brien, a 10-time All-American, a 3-time national championship in the pentathlon, when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
What is a patron saint? The classic professions such as soldiers or doctors have patron saints who represent the ideal of soldiering or doctoring. But we've lost the idea of patron saints because so many of the trades and crafts on which the modern world depends do not have an ideal figure. There's no patron saint of plumbers. G.K. Chesterton says there should be. It would be a revolution, for it would inspire each individual plumber to consider that there really was once a perfect being who did actually plumb. Well, Chesterton says, keep before your eyes the supreme adventure of virtue. If you are brave, think of the man who was braver than you. If you are kind, think of the man who was kinder than you. That is what is meant by having a patron saint.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.
A prayer for the holy souls in purgatory.
God, our Creator and Redeemer, by your power, Christ conquered death and returned to you in glory. May all your people who have gone before us in faith share his victory and enjoy the vision of your glory forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Jaden O'Brien. What an athlete. She'll go down as one of the top performing athletes in the history of the University of Notre Dame. She's a 3-time national champion in the pentathlon. What a demanding part of track and field that is. And she's a 10-time All-American, part of Team USA, has aspirations to make the Olympic team. So we're going to wish her well with that. And I want you to reflect, Jaden, on this career at Notre Dame because so many accolades. But I know it's not only about being a national champion, but leaving a legacy. And you went out with a bang, didn't you, in your last meet here for the University of Notre Dame with a new PR. But as you reflect now, because you're no longer an athlete for the University of Notre Dame, how would you sum up your career and did you accomplish all that you wanted to?
Yeah, as I look back, I mean, I'm definitely filled with a lot of emotion. My time at Notre Dame has been the most impactful time of my life. I definitely feel like I entered Notre Dame as a girl and I'm leaving as a woman prepared for just everything that life could throw at me. I really do feel that I accomplished everything I set out to. Well, at Notre Dame, and even more than I thought imaginable. I mean, going in as a freshman, when you say, yeah, you're going to be a 3-time national champion, I would have like been like, what? Me? Like, no way. But I mean, there have been so many setbacks during my journey. And yet when I think about my career, it's just, I view it in a positive light. There is no like, gosh, man, like all those injuries, like this sucks. Like, man, you had to deal with like so much. It's like, no, like I have a story to tell because of the things I've been through. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for that. And I mean, I've learned so much as a college athlete, like how to perform under pressure, how to handle disappointment, class, you know, mm-hmm. how to persevere, how to show up when you really, really, really don't want to. And that's something, I mean, when you do, so I do 5 events in the indoor season and 7 events during the outdoor season. And so, like, going to practice, you know it's going to be long. You know you're going to be doing multiple events. And it's just like, man, like, do I really want to do this every single day? But you push through that, you know? Like, you develop great habits that carry on in life. And so, yeah, I mean, I did everything I could to leave hopefully a lasting legacy at Notre Dame. And I'm so incredibly grateful and honestly content with how my career went and ended at Notre Dame.
I want to tap into your head now for that last national championship in the pentathlon, your third. And I think it came down to the 800 meters, and I think your body's probably fried by the time you had to run the 800 meters. But just talk about your mindset going into that race, how you were feeling, and how you ultimately won it.
So when you get to the 800 in the pentathlon, you're right. Your legs are absolutely fried. Your body is fried. You're mentally fried. You are just a mess. Because at that point, you're going on about like 4 hours of competing, mm-hmm. and you have the hardest event left. And when you're at the national meet, the key for me going into the meet was if you can maintain your mind and if you can stay calm and level-headed and just perform as you do, you're going to do it. Because I knew that, so going into nationals, I was ranked second in the country. There was a girl who had a higher score than me. But given all that I've experienced during my time at as a college athlete, I would say I know how to handle pressure a lot better than some of the other girls. And I knew that I almost had a competitive advantage over the girl in first because she had never been ranked number one in the country before. And I had. So I know what that felt like. I know the added pressure that comes with that. And so as long as I knew that if I maintained myself, if I didn't get too high or too low, depending on what was happening, and if I just performed how I always did, I'd be fine. And so, and that's what happened. You know, I maintained my composure. I went in with a, you're not going to beat me mindset. I left it all out there and it happened.
Yeah.
And it happened. And going into the 800, I was in the lead at that point. So with one event to go, I was in the lead and, but like you can't count yourself out or you can't just assume you're going to take the title whenever you're in the lead because you never know what could happen. I could trip and fall off the track and then I get no points, you know? And so it really wasn't until I crossed the finish line of the 800 that it sunk in that I was a three-time national champion, which had a three-time consecutive national champion mm-hmm. in the pentathlon, which has never happened before in history. And so I was like mind blown. I was so grateful. I was so excited, but it really came down to just controlling my mind, you know, and not getting too high or too low, depending on what's happening, just really staying consistent.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the mind of a champion, folks. And I know the mind of the champion has a lot to do with her faith in God and being on a Catholic campus there at the University of Notre Dame. Jaden, we have a few minutes remaining, but I have to ask you, all the spiritual reminders on that campus, how did you reinvigorate yourself spiritually to get your best results as an athlete?
I think the spiritual aspect of Notre Dame and just coming from a Catholic family where faith is celebrated was like almost a superpower for me. My faith was definitely an outlet. It helped me stay calm. It helped me tremendously in my career, especially because of how I was able to deflect praise and accolades and all that stuff off of me onto God. Like my mission, and it has been this way since my freshman year, was to glorify God. And when people say glorify God, sometimes that's a statement that mm-hmm. people take with salt, like, okay, yeah, awesome, good for you, like you're glorifying God. But really like diving into that, mm-hmm. really being like, Lord, like good or bad, my performance today is going to be for you. Like having that mindset has like alleviated a lot of pressure that comes with what I do. And in addition to that, offering up every meet that I have for someone in my life who needs extra prayers, you know, like at the national meet, it was for my my aunt who has had a deadly brain tumor. And so I was like, Lord, I offer up all my pain, all my nerves for my aunt. Whatever happens to me, good or bad at this meet, I know something good is going to happen. I know good will come from this. And so that has helped me so much. And I really have, you know, I dive into the sacraments before I go compete, go to mass, go to confession, say the rosaries, all that stuff. And it helps me. It calms me down. It realigns my focus and my purpose. And it just helps me stay calm and a competitor and motivated, really.
Well, that's awesome, because you're going to take that with you the rest of your life. You're spiritually disciplined, and you were humbled as well through your adversity in your life. It keeps us grounded, because it's not always about that runner's high, that high of always achieving our greatest result. It comes with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and it molded you to be the athlete that you are and the future athlete that you're going to be. Well, Jaden O'Brien has been our guest. What can I say, folks? A tremendous athlete. And she's going to continue on in her career to attain great results. Look for her to be part of Team USA, and she has aspirations of being on the Olympic team. Jaden, I appreciate your story. I appreciate it because of the adversity that you went through, how you handled it, and incorporated it into your life as an elite athlete. And I really thank you for sharing that with us right here on Blessed to Play.
Well, you're so welcome, and thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure to be on with you.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook and hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Jaden O'Brien, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.